Right. So we get started again. The next talk is Debojit talking about extending AFXDP for fast collocated packet transfer. So,
okay, thank you. So I'm going to talk about AFXDP and some extensions that I did in my PhD work. This has been collaboration with many of the students who are working with my professors. So let me just get started first. So how many of you have used XDP? Okay, everyone. You know what it does, right? Fast packet processing, implement your own stuff, runs in the driver, very fast, right? For example, if IP is something, drop, it happens, right? But one thing that you might have experienced is that there are many constraints. You cannot do everything. If you say, okay, I'm going to hold off this packet and I will send up a packet later on, you cannot do. There is not such things, right? So one other alternative that we have is AFXDP. So here, what we do is, so let me again ask, who have used AFXDP? Okay, fine. So here what you do is, instead of do the processing in the XDP layer, you just run a XDP program, which will say, okay, instead of processing here, I will send the packet to some other application that is running in the user space. And what it can do is that it can deliver the packet in zero copy manner. So basically the driver can directly, the NIC can directly DMA the packet into user space memory. And it's really awesome. You can get like some good performance out of it. Now, what like we would like to do is that we would like to have multiple such applications, zero copy applications running in the same machine. Because of efficiency reason, or you want to come up with a strategy where you are breaking your application into smaller parts and you are then like joining them together to give some service, right? This is the goal that we want to do. But the problem is that being a raw socket, like if you want to transmit the packet goes out through the NIC. You cannot say, okay, I want to send packet from application one to application two. It will go out, right? How do you solve that? So what are the existing solution? You will say, okay, SRIOV, I'm going to use the hardware support that is there in the machine, there in the NIC, and then I'm going to use that to redirect the packet from one application to other application. But as it turns out, the support for AFXDP on such drivers is very scarce. Very scarce. For example, virtual function support is only available for Mellanox MLX5, and sub function support is only for ICE and MLX5, right? And also, if you try to implement this in SRIOV, since there will be packet copies from one application to the other applications, the throughput will decrease because of such copies that will happen. Because ideally, if you have multiple such application and they are running in the same machine, if you somehow can share memory between these applications, you can just pass pointer from one application to other application, right? So other thing that you could have think of, like a possible solution, is like there are works in DPDK like OpenADVM which tries to solve this problem by having a user space application, a manager kind of stuff, which orchestrates this packet transfer from one such application to other application. But the problem is that now there is a very tight coupling between such libraries as well as the applications that people are going to make, right? And also you have to change all these AFXDP, whatever applications you are making, you have to change them with new APIs, right? So what we have done, what our work is that we have implemented packet redirection from one AFXDP application to other AFXDP application inside the kernel itself. Therefore, if you want, for example, if the app one wants to send packet to other app, the only thing that you do is just send, normal API, nothing else. Internally, the packet will be sent to the other application. And we named it as Flash, like fast linked AFXDP sockets for high performance chaining. Now, like, let me just give a brief idea of what this AFXDP thing is and how things are working, right? So what is happening here is that the application has some user space memory that has been allocated, and this allocated the memory is being shared with the driver as well as AFXDP socket. So this is where the DMA and other things are happening. And now to pass the control of where to DMA, or you the driver wants to say, hey, I have DMA'd the packet here, please look there. There are like multiple rings, single producer, single consumer rings. For example, if you look at the purple lines, these are used for receiving packets, and the orange lines that are present are used for like transmitting packets. And if you look at it, the transfer of packets is now split between user space and the kernel space, where receiving and transmission is actually happening in user space, and the processing or sending the packets out to the NIC is being handled by the driver itself, right? And if we again go much deeper and look at how the redirection happens, so first thing that it does, the user space application does, is that it tells the drivers that, hey, these are the locations where you can DMR the packets by putting it in the field ring. And now the driver says to the NIC, you can do that. And whenever DMA happens, it goes, and then the XDB program runs. It says, okay, it looks up which AFXDB socket I should send a packet now. If it founds that, and it puts the descriptor of that particular location into the RX ring, which the AFXDB socket uses to get to know, okay, here the packet has been received, right? Similarly, for transmission also, the TX ring and completion rings are used, right? Interestingly, there are two applications, two threads that is working here, right? The driver thread and the AFXDB user space thread. The driver thread is actually interrupt driven. Whenever packet comes or it tries to send the packet out through the NIC, it is scheduled. Whereas AFXDB socket is under your control. How do you want to run it? Now there is a like other kind of mode that actually you can use, where the AFXDB itself can initiate the sending and reception of the packets by using send to and receive from system call. So it kind of behaves like a busy polling that will happen, right? So now the idea that we want to implement is this, right? There is two application. Whenever application one tries to send packet to the next application, we just want to put descriptor from the TX ring from one and put it in the RX ring of other application. But there are many challenges. First of it is the rings, right? The rings of AFXDB are single producer, single consumer. So if you just try to put the packet there, it will violate the semantics, right? So first of all, what we try to do is we try to use the single producer, single consumer ring only by having a single case of TireQ thread to process all of them, to serialize them. We found out that the speed that we are getting were very low when we increase the number of sockets. So instead, what we went ahead was to implement the we updated the rings to have multi-producer, multi-consumer support. While doing so, we ensured that from user space, it remains single producer, single consumer. So what we did, if you look at the code here, earlier there was producer, consumer, and flags. We have added two more values here, producer head and consumer head. Now these two are used to serialize multiple producer or multiple consumers. And while doing so, we internally used compare and swap operations. And we have abstracted all of this implementation with some simple APIs inside the AFXDB subsystem itself. So for enqueuing, you give the descriptor, it will enqueue. For dequeue also, it will do that. So now if you look, if you have this system, right, now you can have like multiple producer, multiple consumer. Now what you can do is that if you look at the figure, when you try to transmit, you can check where to send next. You can directly put that buffer into the RX ring of the next socket. But by doing so, what is going to happen is that application 2 will have one more buffer, and application 1 is going to have one less buffer. So there is like some misbalance of buffers between the applications. Now to do that, what we do is that we pull one buffer from the field ring and put it into completion ring. So what is going to happen from the perspective of application one, it will feel as if I have successfully sent one buffer. And from perspective of application two, it will feel as if I have received a new buffer from the NIC, whereas it just internally in the same machine itself, the buffer has went from application one to application two. And also, if this is when you have a like single UMEM region, right, where you can just like pass the pointer from one application to other application. If you have two such applications with different UMEM regions, what you will do is that you will just do mem copy internally, right, instead of doing just do passing. So that support is also implemented in our system. Now, while doing so, we realize that now we are using compare and swap operations. And it was happening very frequently. The performance was like decreasing. Like from the baseline, the base implementation, the performance was way low. So what we try to do is that we hold off whatever packets we are getting. We don't enqueue. We hold off until for batch size, some batch size, which is I think we have used NAPIPOL's budget size itself. And then in a single turn, we push all these buffers into the rings. And for that also, we have introduced a new API for that. Now the problem is that, okay, I have 30 buffers that I want to push into the ring. And you don't know, right, what will be the sizes of the ring in the future. But because we have updated these rings from single producer, single consumer to support multiple producers. For example, I have looked, okay, in RX ring, I have two buffers. If you like take that knowledge and try to encode two buffers into RX ring, it might happen that some other producer has already filled this RX ring. So that problems like can occur. For doing that, what we have done is that we have ordered the ring updates in a manner that it will ensure that the TX packets that we are sending will always be guaranteed. It's like the thing that we have done is already like there is a TX batching option in AFXDP. For the for implementing that, they have already like faced some kind of problem like this, but only for a single application. Now, since we have two such applications, it was way difficult to do that. We have taken that idea, make sure that the order that we are like sending the packets, ensure that there is no packet drops. And while doing so, we have found out that we might have like pulled some buffers from fill ring, and we cannot again. And it might be like laying around in our hand because, for example, if we pull three buffer and only there are two, what to do with that extra buffer, fill ring buffer that we have got? So what we do is that we hold up for the next iteration and then reuse that. And we have some checks and we have done that and we have tested that it ensures that no packet drops and other such things happen. So there is no corruption or such things. The third thing that we face is that, so there are many applications and libraries like CNDP, which tries to employ some hybrid polling mechanism to like increase the efficiency of AFXDP applications. So ideally what it does that initially it starts the application in a interrupt mode using poll system call. So your application will not take up CPU cycles when no packets are coming. The moment packets comes, it transitions into busy poll mode, starts processing packets, and again if there is no packets, it reverts back to the interrupt mode. But now the problem is that if you look at the figure, the packets are only coming in application 1 and application 3. The application 2 is doing nothing. There is no interrupts coming in application 2. And hence, the kernel will think that, okay, there is no processing happening. I will not schedule it. So by default, if we implement whatever we want to do, it is going to be messed up. The rings will get empty or some deadlock situation might happen. So what we had to do is that we had to implement